The Financial Safari News Network is proud to present America's 401k Show. A place where your retirement questions are answered, solutions are offered, and tough stuff explained. You'll get the latest news on 401ks and IRAs, as well as interviews with financial experts to help you earn more for retirement. Now, let's join our Safe Money correspondent, Steve Siddall, on America's 401k Show.
Hey, we're back on America's 401k Show. Steve Siddall here, Dr. J over there, Coach Pete DeRuda right there, and we are talking about getting ready for retirement, getting into retirement, looking ahead to protect your behind, as you like to say, Coach. One of the things, I read a story this week called an act has been reintroduced into Congress. Apparently it was there before. I don't know how, when, but it's called You Earned It, You Keep It.
Interesting.
And the thought behind it is eliminate the federal tax on Social Security.
That makes a lot of sense.
That's a great idea. I love it. It's been that way since 1983, as you know, Coach. And,
right.
And it's time. But here's the doubt. Here's the dig. Here's the other side.
Okay.
Because not only does it propose eliminating the tax, but it also proposes eliminating the cap on Social Security. So right now, it's about $168,600. In other words, if you make more than that, you don't pay Social Security. What the proposal is it'll still be from 168 to 250. You don't have to pay. If you make more than 250, you're back paying the 6.2.
Oh, so it's a grab. It's a wealth tax, basically, isn't it?
Exactly.
What disguised as a benefit to most of the people.
Sure.
Right?
And then the other side of it is they say if they do this,
right,
that would extend the running out of money right till 2050 as opposed to 2035. Well,
if I keep stealing from people that save their money good, I give to other people, we'll be fine forever, right? Yeah.
Well, all of this is another reason to kick it down the road.
Yeah. Well, but. But I don't think we should have a Social Security of tax on any Social Security myself.
No.
I mean, that is a tax. You're taxing a tax.
Right.
Right.
Anytime they take money out of your paycheck that you don't agree with, that's a tax.
Mm.
So have you looked at your paycheck? You got FICA, you got all this. They broke out Medicare on its own little thing now. Once they break them out on their own, they start growing.
Right.
Well, it's like when you plant a garden, you got a couple seedlings come up and then you transplant them so they grow bigger, right?
Right.
I had a fish tank in college. It was a 10-gallon fish tank. Then my roommate and I decided to get a 50-gallon fish tank. We moved the same fish from that tank to the other tank. They grew and they stopped growing. So then we got a 100-gallon. That's where we stopped, by the way. 100-gallon fish tank. And we had this fish called a paku that is related to the piranha without teeth. But the paku was a really small one. We bought it really cheap. It was giant. I mean, it looked like something you get at a seafood restaurant by the time we were done. It is crazy how taxes just seem to keep coming, don't they?
Yeah.
Right, they do. And that's just it. You know, I mean, is it a good idea? Yes, eliminate the tax. Is it going to happen? Probably not this year.
Well, but when you say eliminate, it's almost false advertising. You said they're going to eliminate the Social Security tax on certain people, but they're going to add it back in to other people.
Well, yeah, on what you've earned.
Yeah.
But see, the other question that I have then is if I make $300,000 a year and I'm paying Social Security into all of that, does that mean when I take Social Security, my benefit's going to be that much bigger?
Well, in theory.
In theory. No, it's it's called means testing.
I know.
That's what it's going to be.
And that's what happens. So they take the tax and then they don't give you the money back. Eventually,
right,
they'll find all different ways to not give it back to you. I really think they should leave Social Security alone. And if they would have left it alone to begin with, we wouldn't be talking about all the problems here. If they would have invested the money they took out of our paychecks like an average investor does, it would be worth 10 times what it is now. And we'd never have these discussions about Social Security going away.
Right.
But Congress has never met a spending bill they don't like.
Right.
And this isn't a political show, but that's where I stop.
Well,
but
no.
when the political show, or when the politics comes into my financial world. So politics and financial are intermingled after a while, and
sure,
I don't like that. Let's separate that out. Unfortunately, that'll never happen because it takes money to run for office.
Mm-hmm. Lots of it.
Mm.
Have you seen the numbers?
No.
On what an average senator has to pay?
What is it?
It's in a million, like hundreds of millions. It's crazy.
Wow.
But not hundreds of millions. Well, it's in a multi...
It certainly can be.
Multi-tens of millions at least
for
a senator because we only have 100 of them.
Right.
And there's only a few number, like it's not, they all 100 aren't running every 2 years.
Right.
It's only a third of them running every 2 years. So they're piling that money into ads and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So how can we bring this back to the average investor.
Well, bring it back to the average investor by being aware of where you're being taxed and how you can mitigate those taxes. And working with you guys at Capital Financial, you can help us accomplish that.
Well, there are a lot of specialized tax strategies, tax saving strategies that we employ for folks that have millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And they're not available to folks that don't have millions of dollars, but you don't have the same worries that people with millions have. So we can employ some very specialized tax sheltering that I've used myself, using easements, investing in solar easements, and getting good tax write-offs, gigantic tax write-offs. You put in like $100,000 and you can write off $400,000.
Oh, wow.
You know, those kind of things off your taxable income, up to only 30% of your taxable income.
Okay.
So there's all sorts of roadblocks and all that. But if there was a way where you could pay less taxes and it doesn't cost you as much to do that, would you want to hear about it? Of course, everybody should find out about how to pay less taxes. And then for the average investor, there are some simple strategies to reduce your tax bill 10% or so, maybe even more if you employ them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just keep doing what you're doing, guess what's going to happen? The same thing that's been happening. So if you'd like to find out about these specialized tax saving strategies, give us a call right now.
888-623-8858. It's just that simple. 888-623-8858, or just text 401k to 600-700. Text 401k to 600-700.
You know, I looked at NVIDIA stock's been going like crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Lately.
That's what a story that is.
Yeah, and it's been going up like crazy for a year. I bought 50 shares at $199 a couple years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all I could afford, 50 shares.
Wow.
And now it's hit as high as like $700-$800 a share.
Hit another record.
Wow. And so what I've been trying to do is ask myself why I didn't buy more of that, because it's been crazy. But if I had put all my money in there, it could have gone down. And it fluctuates day to day. I mean, one day it'll be up by $40, $50, $60, $100 a share. The next day it'll be down $40, $50, $60, $100 a share. So I don't watch it. If you buy something and watch it all the time, you're going to end up selling it, because there's no way your body's going to be able to take that up and down. So I just ignore it, and I listen to the news. Here's when I find out NVIDIA is doing good, when they talk about it on the news.
Mm-hmm. And it certainly can be that.
And a week or so ago, it was up like $100 a share in one day.
Wow.
107, 110. They came out with really good numbers. And why am I talking about them? Because most people don't have them. What I'm saying is, if I had put all my money there, that probably would not have been a smart thing to do. Even though I say I wish I would have put all my money there.
Yeah.
But then we need to talk about standard deviation and risk tolerance and making sure you don't have too much money in one place. Correlated, non-correlated, all these things you hear about. This is going to, a lot of mutual funds have NVIDIA in there too, and ETFs. So it's going to, their reports are going to look better and better. But are they a good stock picking mutual fund, or they just get lucky with something like that?
Yeah.
Now, Meta has also been going up like crazy. I mean, it went way down a couple years ago. I bought 50 shares. I'm a 50 share guy, Steve.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
And because it was like $100 or so, and it's gone way up like $400 a share. It's crazy what happens there. But I'm not bragging, by the way. If I had bought like 10,000 shares, I could
brag. You'd be bragging.
But
you could.
This is just, it's fun to watch, but it's not fun when it goes down. So and it is funny the emotional impact it has on me when I used to watch a stock every single day and every single minute. Like during the day, you could be very happy and very sad five times over.
Right.
Like, because the stocks go up and down all around. So if you're trying to put together a retirement plan, you want it. This will be like the risk part. We call this the red money, the money that could go way up, but also could go way down. And you can't have all your money there. And then we have to have some money put aside just in case some bad things happen, like a flat tire or the roof leaks. Or matter of fact, I have a townhouse, and I've had it for 3.5 years, and the roof already started leaking.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe that?
No.
So we raised hell with the association. They sent people out there to fix the roof, and they're going to send somebody over to paint the little water spot that came through. That's how my tenant noticed it. He noticed a little spot.
Yeah.
And so luckily, he noticed that. If not, it could have been a big
deal.
But after we reported that, and I ride through the neighborhood now, there's like 50 different guys up on different roofs. So they must have, what I say is you can tell when Friday was, right? Friday about 4:30 is where they were working on that roof section right there. And all around the complex, you could tell where Fridays were. Because, you know, they were ready to do the Fred Flintstone.
Right.
Get out of there at 5 o'clock. And then they come back on Monday. They forgot where they were. They probably forgot to do something.
That's right.
So, again, it's about paying attention. So if something bad happens, you need to have emergency money. That's yellow. We call that yellow money.
Okay.
But the most important money to me, and I'm a fiduciary, we do risk and safety, but to me, in order to do the right thing for my client, I can't have them lose money they're going to need. I can't. You can't. I mean, how could I face somebody if I took their retirement money and put it in red, and it went way up and then went way, way down?
Right.
And now they don't have enough money to retire, either on time or ever. A lot of people are ever sometimes, and we've seen in the past with some of the people invested in Nortel or Enron, they put all their retirement there. They're never going to retire because all the money's gone.
Yeah.
But we have to have some green money, and green money grows. protects the growth, and that gives you lifetime income. Growth, protection, income. And the income we call financial fill-up strategy. I think everybody needs some fill-up strategy, financial fill-up strategy in their portfolio. How much? It's up to you. But you have to decide what you want to do. Well, you have to have those money meetings in your family.
That's right.
And you have to decide what you're going to need in retirement every year to survive. And you need to be honest with yourself. What do you like to do? What is fun to do? And what is going to cost? And what does it cost today? Then we have to factor in the evil eye. The evil eye is inflation. The evil eye. We need to see what it's going to really cost you 10 years from now, 20. Gosh, what if somebody didn't plan for this inflation we're doing now? What if you retired right before, like, inflation was only 2 or 3%? You retire, and your whole spending plan is based on 3 or 4% inflation, and now we get 10, 11, 12% inflation. You're not going to be able to do what you wanted to do.
No.
So the evil eye is out there, Steve. But we, in our total retirement plan, we call it Coach Pete's Power Plan. We cover this and 21 other steps, and I recommend we're going to make 10 of these available right now. It's very important you claim it right now. We're going to take all the worries and we're going to eliminate them. And we're going to put a peace of mind plan in your hands that you and your family understand completely. Steve, tell folks how to do that.
It's a very simple process. Just give us a call, 888-623-8858. The peace of mind plan is just a phone call away. 10 folks right now, give us a call, 888-623-8858.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.